think of your intention, let it fill every cell of your body, and when you're ready, powerfully exhale it out into the room. Hold the breath out. Be still, turn your palms up. Deep inhale. Sigh it out. To these miraculous bodies that we get to reside within. Bow to your health, because it is the greatest gift you have. Bow to everything that it's taken to make you this magnificent human, and know that you have medicine and magic to share. Feel the breath coursing through your body, and feel such joy, such gratitude for you. And send yourself a deep, deep prayer of love and gratitude. You are doing the work. Let's bow our heads to this great planet, Mama Gaia, Pachamama, as she gives us every single thing we need to thrive. Everything we wear, we buy, we sell, we eat comes from her. So send her a deep prayer of love and and then bow to your teachers, your ancestors, your family members, friends, animals, everyone who has helped you on this wild ride of life. Bow to them. Send them a deep prayer of love and reverence. Deep inhale. Sigh it out.
So the front row is good, and then everyone
follows suit behind.
Yeah.
Beautiful, you've got it. Good. So hands by your side, turn to your right, take a deep inhale. And exhale, slide the right hand out. Those of you who are trying to slide into the wall, just move, turn yourselves to the side. Let your left hand come up to the side of your body and begin to rub this magnificent body, your hip, your waist. Feel it. Is there anything you need to work out tonight? Inhale, reach the left hand to the sky. Exhale with the left hand.
Good. Hands come on the knees. Deep inhale. Exhale. Lean your body forward. And just start to rock from side to side, pressing your shoulders down one at a time. Breathing into this stretch. Maybe looking slightly over your shoulder as you drop one down. And letting go of how you think you need to move or how you think you need to look, and knowing that you're in a safe place surrounded by allies, and that just doesn't fucking matter. Thank you. Squeeze, 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 roll the eyes up and in, powerfully exhale.
Begin to breathe slow and deep and feel that newfound sense of freedom within. Throat chakra open. What do you need to say? What do you need to let go of? Yeah. Feel the shifts in your body that you made happen. You did that. Let the corners of your lips touch upwards. The rebirth is happening.
We're going to do a powerful breathing exercise right now called Breath of Fire. And Breath of Fire is a rhythmic, pulsing breath in and out through the nose. And we're pumping the navel as we do this breath. It sounds like this. So if you know the breath, allow yourself to jump right in, synchronize in. If you're new to the breath, we'll do this together. Take your left hand, place it over the navel. Thumb and first finger of the right hand touch in Gyan Mudra, bring it to the knee. Open the mouth, stick out the tongue, and begin to pant rhythmically like a dog. Find your rhythm. Find a rhythm that you feel like you can maintain. And then when you're ready, close the mouth and transfer this very breath to the nose. Good. Keep the navel pumping, noticing how on the exhale, the navel draws into the spine, and on the inhale, the belly is soft. And powerfully exhale. Good. Hold empty right here. Arms are up. four, three, reach up a little higher. And as you exhale, the hands float all the way down the sides and let them come resting in the lap. We pause here in this meditative space. Let your breath come back to neutral. Slow, smooth, long, deep breaths. Bring your awareness to the energy flowing through your body. What does that feel like? Let it flow freely. If you're holding on to any residual tension, let it go. Inhale. As you exhale, let the hands come onto the knees, palms face down. And this exercise is to help free up any tension that gets caught or bottlenecked right here in our upper shoulders and our neck. So sitting up nice and tall, we're going to inhale, squeeze the shoulders up to the ears. And as you exhale, let them drop as though they're heavy weights. Inhale up, exhale, drop. Inhale up, exhale, drop. Breathing in and out through the nose if you can. Make this a powerful movement. Inhale up and really let them drop like you're trying to shake up the ribcage. Shoulder at a time. Inhale, roll it forward, up and back. Exhale. Inhale, roll the opposite shoulder forward, up and back. Exhale. Nice and easy. And then we go in the opposite direction. Inhale, back, up and forward. Exhale. Inhale, back, up and forward. Exhale. Just a few times. Keep the breath fluid. Keep it smooth. Stay connected. Good. Inhale. Tilt the chin up to the sky. Take three deep breaths. Imagine there's a blue light right in your throat that's directing right up towards the moon. And as you exhale, fold the chin forward. Lengthen through the back of the neck. Try to keep your spine tall and just your neck is folding, chin is folding. Let the right ear float to the right shoulder. Open up through the whole left side of the neck. Think of lengthening from that left shoulder, pulling down to the tip of that left ear, lifting up. And if you want, you can take your right hand and bring it over the head and gently press on the side of the head to open up even more. Inhale, back up. Exhale, left ear to left shoulder. First, take a few long, deep breaths. And then when you're ready, take that left hand, gently press on the side of the head. We breathe deeply. And we inhale back up. And as slowly as you can through the nose, exhale.
I want you to just notice how sitting in a cross-legged position for this long has made you feel. Just gently observe. And then, lovingly, after after making that observation, stretch your legs out in front of you. Feel how good it feels to stretch your legs out. Yeah. And I want you to really notice your legs. Look at your toes. Spread them as wide as you can. Take a deep inhale. Open the mouth side out. Flex your feet. Yes. And then point your toes. Sometimes when we do things that stress our bodies a little bit, we realize how precious every part of our body is. I want you to bend your knees so that you can reach down to your feet and massage your feet. We're going to dance our booties off tonight. Not literally, but we may. Some of us will see. And as you massage your feet, think about all the adventures that these feet have carried you on. How many more to come. Even this weekend, how much we've done. And just as you massage your feet, sending love and gratitude through your body. And just to make sure that our body hears what we're saying to yourself 3 times. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And up to the ankles. I love you. Forgive me. Thank you. Getting your calves, working your way up to the back of your knees and your knees. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. The inner thighs. I love you. Yes. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. Tops of the thighs to your hips. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. And then what we're going to do is bend our knees so we can tap our feet. Slapping up. Forgive me. And
back, arch. Exhale, round the back, head down, squeeze the navel, inhale. Exhale, round. Finding your flow, finding your breath, working your back out, inhale, up, exhale, round. So grateful that you made this choice, that you said yes to give to you and also to receive so much love, so much gratitude. You are a miracle. Remember that every day. Remind yourself every day. It's all you doing this work. Pull your feet together, please. Take your hands down by the sides of your hips, pointing your fingers towards your toes. Stick your tongue out of your mouth and begin to pant like a dog, focusing on the exhale. Really focus on that powerful exhale. And when you need to, when you're ready, I want you to close your mouth and transfer the breath to your nose. Lift your head up, look at your toes, reach towards your toes, breath of fire, good. And lift your right leg 4 inches off the ground. Kapha Prana, nice, Yogananda. Yeah, Japo's working it out. Good. Focus on that right foot, stretching. Powerfully pumping that navel. Drop the right foot down, left foot 4 inches off the ground.
Best you can.
Yeah, Jumbo. Woo! location, the Wim Hof breath.
And we are going to get shit-faced.
So, the Wim Hof breath is 30 to 50 powerful breaths in and out, preferably through the mouth, but you can also try through the nose. The point is to get as much oxygen into the body as you possibly can. So the breath sounds like this. It's a powerful inhale and a soft exhale. Fall into it now, please. Belly moving, chest is moving. We're oxygenating the body, bringing as much oxygen in as we can to bring our bodies into an alkaline state, to push out dis-ease, anxiety, fear, doubt, anything seen or unseen that no longer belongs in our bodies. Let it go with love and ease. As we are breath warriors, we are healing ourselves, body, mind, and spirit together. Most delicious thing you've ever put into your body. Draw it into the tips of your fingers and toes, and there you will hold. You'll hold this breath in, and your body will do the work, healing as it naturally does, shifting, transforming, rebirthing. So hold that breath in, and you can either relax, or if there's anything you want to let go of, press the breath into it by squeezing. And when you've held the breath in for as long as you can, I want you to sip it more and hold that for at least 3 seconds. And then come back to long, deep breaths, feeling the shifts in your body. But test yourself, push yourself. You are in a room of allies, of healers, of mystics, of alchemists, of creators, of creatrix. So hold yourself so gently in this space and feel the shifts that you have made happen. And when you come back to the breath, slow and deep, notice how sacred that breath is to you.
Yes.
And before you have a chance to relax too deeply, we're going to jump right back in. So if you're still in the exhale or inhale, hold there. And when you're ready, join us. Here we go. This is something for putting your tool belt into view every day. Friends, family members, children, loved ones, grandparents, and
consciously scan your body. Where do you hold stress, anxiety, fear? Anything in this body, seen or unseen, that no longer belongs to you, let it go. Hold the breath out, relaxing, and as soon as you need to, take a powerful deep inhale. But hold, test yourself, see what you feel. Notice what comes up and what you need to release. What are you holding on to that no longer serves you? Habits, relationships. Whenever you need to, powerful deep inhale. Holding it in, pushing it gently into anything that no longer serves you. And when you can't hold any longer, sip in a little more. Squeeze that around, and whenever you need to, come back to long, deep breaths. And again, feel the shift. Cherry on top of this cake before we launch. We're going to jump into it one more time. Do your best and join us when you're ready. Powerful breaths. This one's for the world. Starting with you and rippling out. Here we go. Whenever you need to, powerful deep inhale, and you're going to hold that breath in. And when you hold that breath in, imagine you're filling yourself up with the most sacred, beautiful, delightful, magnificent, white, golden light, and it's filling every cell of your body. Squeeze it into every cell of your body, sipping more of it. Healing, energizing all of the cells working together to heal and shift you. Hold as long as you can, and whenever you need to. Nice, Jordan. You'll come back to long, deep breaths. Coming back to long, slow, deep breaths. feeling the shifts that you have made happen in your body. And now we ask one more thing, and that is that you open your throat. So place your hand on your heart and on your belly. And I want you to sing with so much love, joining us with this sacred prayer that you learned earlier. Really feeling it. Singing first for you, and then for your children, your loved ones, your ancestors, your friends, your family members, for the world.
Carry us sound, we hold a prayer for the earth and the ones in
minute to soak in all the vibrations coming from you, around you. And I want you to lay here and do one final stretch. Whatever it is that your body needs to do right now, listen to it. Don't look around. Keep your eyes closed and feel what your body needs to do. This is the last little stretch that we'll do before we get up. And we go and we have some fluid before we dance, like no one's watching, before we move our bodies, which so much freedom, freedom that we've never experienced before, because we're surrounded by allies, we're surrounded and held by love, by soul family, by community. So take a minute to nourish your body. Yeah. Go out, smile, feed yourselves a little bit of food. Not too much, because we're going to dance.
Some fruit.
Some fruit would be nice.
And also, real quick. Hold on 1 second, you guys. Rein it in.
Okay.
We have Rom made an amazing cacao elixir.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be the time right now, because we need to take about 10 minutes to set the room a little bit for this experience. And it would be a good time to grab some of that cacao. I'll let him facilitate that. And drink water, use the restroom, have a bite. Again, we are about to get down, so don't fill up right now. Just have a bite. We are going to feast after this.
And if there's anyone that you haven't met